Reuben Foster's ex-girlfriend now claims she was lying when she recanted previous allegation. By Warner Todd Houston on December 6, 2018. In February, Reuben Foster's ex-girlfriend told police the player attacked her. She later testified under oath that she was lying about the attack. But now, she is claiming her recantation was real the lie and the player actually did attack her, Pro Football Talk reported. Appearing on Good Morning America on Thursday, Elissa Innes said that it was like a slap in the face to learn that the Washington Redskins signed Foster. Innes called the police and accused Foster of battery early this year, but later recanted the story saying that she was trying a money scheme against the player. Still, despite all that, Innes now says that she mistakenly thought she loved Foster and backed away from her initial accusation because she did not want him to go to jail. However, she now says that he really did abuse her. "I was not telling the truth. I was not telling the truth," Innes told ABC of her recanted testimony. When asked why she lied to police, Innes explained, "I did what I had to do for the person I loved. I thought he would change. Anybody in my position would do the same." But now Innes feels she is done with Foster and is ready to reveal the extent of his abuse. "He dragged me down the stairs 2 or 3 times, he punched me in my face 2 or 3 times, pulled my hair, kicked me, spit on me," Innes claimed. Innes also claimed that members of the San Francisco 49ers descended on the police station after Foster was arrested in February to try and convince the police that Innes was lying. "The 49ers came up there. I have pictures of the 49ers coming up there talking to police, saying I'm the same ex-girlfriend who sat up there and lied," she exclaimed. Foster was signed by the Redskins in November, but he is still ineligible to play until he is removed from the commissioner-exempt list. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerHouston.